But tonight, I just want to share my heart tonight about what I'm going to be talking about is that word blessed. Amen. I put that word right over there. I saw it behind. I took it and I put it in front over here. But just the word blessed. Amen. We all know what it means. Amen. It means empowered to prosper. Amen. Highly and divinely favored of God. Amen. So we use the term often. I'm blessed and highly favored. Amen. Like what Pastor was ministering on, you know, he was ministering on faith, and he was saying that he hasn't mastered it yet. So myself, I haven't mastered a lot of the things. I'm still learning as I'm going along, and I'm going through the learning process of learning all that God wants me and needs me to know and do for him. Amen. I was blessed a couple weeks ago to go to the island of Oahu. My trip was paid. My hotel stay there was paid. And I was unaware of what I'm supposed to do. Amen. James did a wonderful job last week by bringing all of his tools. And I was wishing that when I was in Oahu, I had most of the tools that he had, because I needed it, yeah? But I didn't have none of that, you know? And when it was presented to me, I knew that I was going there for something. I just didn't know what, you know? I knew I was going there to minister, and I didn't know in what capacity, you know? I just went because they called. I went to this pastor's church. Her name is Pastor Virginia Dumlangan. I don't know if I'm saying it right. But she holds the prayer vigil every single year for the past, I think, 21 years at Aloha Stadium. And I was asked to join their team for the parade over there on the island. So when I got the call, I said, shoot, I'm not working. Boom, jumped on a plane, went over there. She told me, okay, Elder Lambert, this is what you're going to have to do. I said, okay, tell me the scoops. She told me, I'm going to get you a Penske truck. Oh, Penske truck, okay. What size? I told her, that I don't know, but you see it in a parking lot when you reach here. I said, okay. So then Penske truck can either be a tractor trailer, can be either a flatbed with a trailer, or it can just be a regular size truck with a flatbed. So in my mind, I'm saying, okay, what does she want me to do with the Penske truck? So she told me, I need you to decorate it. I said, oh my goodness, decorate. Okay, I don't know the size of the truck. So in my head, I'm already working out the thing in my head already, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, depending on how big the truck is, because it's a parade, yeah? And every year they've been holding it for the past 9 years. And it was just to lift up the name of Jesus. They call it Ohana Day Parade, where all of the churches all over the island would come, and then they would unite together, and then they would go from Waikiki all the way down to Fort DeRussy, which is about a mile and a half. So I went and I got there, and then she said, oh, by the way, the truck is not going to be here till 6:30 in the evening. I said, oh, shoot. That doesn't give us much time, because I got there, and then she told me that the truck is going to be there because they didn't have enough parking. So a lot of the tools that James was ministering on about having your spiritual blessings, you know, all over you, I wish I had all of that, because we went ahead and we dressed the truck. Now, the only problem was what was I going to be dressing it with? I didn't know that a fellow member from another church came in and he dropped off one pile of leaves all on the side of the building, and nobody knew it. Only one person here. He said, oh, Brother Lambert, there's all these leaves over here on the back. I don't know if you can use them. So I went ahead and I looked at it, and then my sister-in-law them came over from Kauai, and then I just went in and charged. I just went and grabbed everything. I thought, okay, this is the plan. Took out all the back half of the truck, the cattle guard thingy. Took it all off. It was a flatbed. It was only like about maybe from that last chair to maybe Sister Cheryl, the truck size, and then it could fit the whole praise and worship on top of the truck. So We decorated with all our leaves as best as we could. And then I told the team, okay, we're out of here by 9. I know we started a little bit late, 6:30. We've got only an hour and a half to decorate whatever we can, and then we'll do the rest in the morning because we have to be at Waikiki at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I told them, at 9 we're finished. We have to go all the way to Kapolei and come all the way back to Waikiki. So I said, okay, that's going to give us enough time, but we need the rest. That's what I was thinking on. So came about. We didn't have to leave the hotel till like about 6. So we snoozed a little bit longer, and then we got to the place, and then we had like only like about 15 minutes because they told us that we had at least 2 hours before the starting time. So we was there like about 7 o'clock, and we waited, the truck didn't come. We waited. I said, oh my goodness, we still got the sound system to put on. We still got the back half to, you know, to fill up with everything. But you know what? God had them all in line. When the time came, the truck came, we only had 15 minutes. I told everybody, okay, this is the plan. We're gonna do all the back half. Women, you guys take care of all of the leaves and stuff, and then put up the banners on both sides. Men, we just set up everything behind the truck and all of the stations, like all the keyboards and stuff. And then they put me in the middle with my ukulele. And then I had the two ladies in front, which was my sister and praise and worship team, the keyboard. And then we had three in the back of me. I told the ones that were standing, you guys need to stand in the back where the cattle guard is, just in case the truck shimmy and shakes, you guys don't fall off. But the rest of us that were sitting down, we were safe. I told the two girls in front of me, if you guys ever feel like you guys are going to fall off, grab me. Just grab me. I'll be your safety net. Okay? That's the protocol. We're going down, everybody praising the Lord, just having a blast. Just having a blast. Just lifting up the name of Jesus. And then we get to the place, and then, there's like, there's like a lot of representatives that are running for governor, running for mayor, running for all different types. They were all there. And a lot of Christians, man, just the whole place was packed. And that was my first time. So already they're already giving me the heads up. Hey, next year you coming back. At least you know what you're doing now, yeah? I said, yeah, but this time I need to bring color because everything was just green. The whole truck was just covered with, you know, coconut leaves. But man, it's such a blessing. You know, shocks me. When you have something to give, it feels good. It feels good when you have something to give. And when I went there, it's like, oh, whatever I can give, you know, I just gave them. And you know what? After the festivities was all done, the next day we went to Pastor Virginia's church and we got called up to go sing. Praise and worship team, and my sister-in-law told me, what, you want to sing with us? Oh, yeah, I'm on work duty right now. You know what I mean? I'm ready for sing. I might not know the songs, but if I don't know them, I'll just hum it, you know? So I went up with them, and oh, man, we rocked that morning. And man, I was just so blessed just to be a part. Just to be a part of what God is doing over there on the island of Oahu, and you know, in whatever capacity that you're in, you know, just do the best that you can do for the Lord. Amen. We're all blessed here tonight. Amen. So like I said before, I share on what the Lord has given me. I just want to say a lot of what you'll be hearing tonight is still being lived out, yeah? What do I mean? I have not perfected it yet, yeah? I'm still going through the process, like faith. Yeah? You want it to become like a lifestyle, yeah? Like a lifestyle, man. I'm talking about being blessed, man. How do you see yourself? That's the question I want to ask you, amen? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself blessed? Amen? Do you see yourself blessed? Do you see yourself empowered to prosper? Amen? Do you see yourself divinely, amen? Divinely and highly favored, amen, of God? Do you see yourself as who is it, Jerry Savelle or Jesse Duplantis? I'm God's favorite. Amen? Jerry Savelle? Do you see yourself like that? You know, I'm blessed and I know it. Amen? Regardless of the situation, regardless of your circumstances, amen? You are blessed. Amen? How you see yourself got a lot to do with how you think. Amen? Amen. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Yeah? Amen? So we see here that it starts off with a choice. Amen? There's a choice that needs to be taken. Amen? There's a choice that needs to be taken. I've got a $20 here. Yeah? I need a volunteer. Any volunteer. Don't all rush up here at once, amen? Come, Michelle. Okay, this is the instruction, okay? I'm going to give out an instruction. This is just an instruction, amen? This is her assignment tonight. It's very simple, amen? Everything that I'm going to be telling you, your response will be yes. Easy, yeah? Easy. Amen? Anything too hard?
Sorry?
Is there anything too hard with what I'm asking you to do right now?
No.
So what is the answer?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You see this $20?
Yes.
Do you want it? Do you still want it?
Yes.
Do you still want it?
Yes.
Do you still want the 20? There's a point in all this, yeah? Thank you for your response. Here you go. I'll give you a clean one, yeah? Not this one. There's a point to that, amen? Why? The value didn't change, yeah? It didn't matter what happened to the 20, yeah? Didn't matter. If it was 100, I would have done the same thing. Smash it all up. In fact, I can just throw it on a wall. Guess what? The value is still there. So when you say you're blessed, guess what? Your value has never changed from the very beginning of time. Like this 20. It never lost its value. Who put the value on this dollar? Us. But people still want it. Why? Because it holds its value. It didn't change no matter what I did to it. So it doesn't matter your circumstances. You're still blessed. Your situation, whatever you're going through right now, you're still blessed. Doesn't matter if they're kicking you around. You're still blessed. You're a child of the living God. You've been empowered to prosper. It doesn't matter. Do we get it? Sometimes I don't. And it probably, you know, offsets God. Like, man, I gave you everything that you need. Why aren't you operating in the way that I've been allowing you to operate in? For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen? So we have a choice. Amen? A lot of the choices that I've been making was foolish a lot of the times. Amen? I made a lot of mistakes, a lot of wrong moves, a lot of wrong choices, but guess what? Like this $20 bill, I still hold my value. That's how high God thinks about me. And that is what I'll never let go. I understand it well now. I didn't. I'm still living it out. I'm still learning a lot of things that I don't know. But guess what? I know that I'm blessed. Amen. What looks better on you? The blessings of the Lord or the curse? That's what we all say, yeah? Until we hit some sort of trial, situation. All that changes because we live in this natural body. This natural body wants to do natural things. Your inner man is soil, yeah? I heard this from Dr. Winston, Bill Winston. The guy is awesome. Awesome man. See, your innermost being is soil. The seed is the word of God. Amen? When you put that seed in here, the Bible says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. Amen? So in order to move things, we got to say something. Amen? We got to say something. Sometimes I'm lazy to even say anything. I just keep my mouth shut. I don't say anything. And then I wonder why I'm in a pickle. I don't even say anything to get out. I just sit there, whimper, moan, groan, whatever. Do whatever kids do, you know. Some of you know what I mean with kids. Amen. Throw their tantrum. That's me. Only in a bigger version, though. We have our way of whining to the Lord. Amen. We all do it. It's really not a hard decision, yeah, to make. The blessed that I'll be referring to tonight is the empowerment to prosper. Another definition could be, as I say, divinely or supremely favored, as we would say half the time when we're going along our way, blessed and highly favored. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 1, 3 to 5, James made a good illustration last week about the spiritual blessings, yeah, that he was referring to in this scripture. But look at this scripture. It says this: blessed, amen, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, yeah? Who had blessed, empowered, amen, empowered us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So before this world was even created, God already blessed us already. Amen? When you were still a sinner, when you were even not even thought of, God already blessed you already. He knew what your outcome was going to be before you even started to walk on the face of this earth. Before the very foundation of this world, God said you were already blessed. Amen. Highly favored. You're my favorite, he's saying. Amen. Now we can go look. Who was the first man or who was the first woman that got blessed, you know, as far as Bible is concerned? Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. 1 verse 28, yeah? Look at what it says. It reads, God blessed them. God blessed who? Adam and Eve. Amen? Right off the bat, God blessed Adam and Eve. Before he even gave them the instructions or their assignment, God blessed them before he even gave them the assignment. And look at what it says after that. It says, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. God blesses Adam and Eve before giving them their assignment. He empowers them. Yeah? I've got your back, he's saying. Amen? He assures them, yeah? Whatever you do before I give you your assignment, FYI, there will be no shortage. Amen? No lack, deficiencies, limitations, none of that. Amen? Why? Because my blessings are upon you. I'm enabling you. I'm empowering you. You've got me in you. I'm birthing you from the eternal. Amen? Verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. So in other words, God was saying to Adam and Eve, you know, I created you. Amen? I'm blessing you. I'm blessing you. I'm empowering you right now. Amen? I'm giving you everything that you need. Mind you, he's already grown, yeah? He's already grown. He's not like, as Paul would say, that Jesus was the last Adam, yeah? So he must be the first Adam, yeah? So that makes Jesus the second Adam? Amen? But what is different about Jesus is that he was born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Amen? He grew up, 12 years old. He's ministering already in a synagogue. Amen? 18 years later, he gets baptized. God cracks the sky and speaks to all the people that was around Jesus. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Amen? He voices out who Jesus is here on this earth. Now, Jesus goes out. He gets endued with power from the Holy Ghost. Amen? He goes out. Temptation comes. He handles it with ease. Why? Because he went through the process, yeah? As I've said the other time I was ministering, in order to fulfill God's promise, in order to keep God's promise, you're going to, there's some conditions that you have to go through, a process that you need to go through, amen? It's easy to spend somebody else's money, yeah? I'm going to put it that way. It's very easy. Sister Lag, if you used to give me $1,000, in no time I can spend it. Like that. Why? Because I haven't earned it. Amen? I haven't earned it. So what does that do? It makes you not value that certain, you know, that $1,000 because you didn't sweat for it. Now in Adam and Eve's case, because they haven't earned it, it was given to them. How many of you did the value of what God was saying to them not to touch, whatever they're not supposed to touch? They touched it anyway because there was no value put towards it because they didn't earn it. They say that people that win the lottery in Las Vegas, if they win like $100 million, within 2 years, everything dissipates. It's gone. They go broke. In fact, they end up in a more worse situation than they was before they started. How is that? Because you've been thrust into something that you weren't prepared for. So here, Adam has been thrust into the position of what? Taking charge of the whole entire earth. Or Eden at that time. He's been thrust into something that he wasn't prepared for. There was no process like Jesus went through growing up, wrapped in swaddling clothes, growing up all the way until he had to start his ministry at the age of 30. Amen? So the temptation, when it came, Jesus could use the word of God because he was already prepared already. He went through the process. As far as Adam is concerned, he was already grown coming in. What do you do with something that's been inherited? Amen? So it wasn't valuable to him. The word of God was useless to him. Even if God told him, hey, I don't want you eating from this tree, they still went ahead and do it because no value. But we know the value of God's word. One word from God can change our whole circumstance and situation. Amen? Why? Because you're blessed to receive it. God already blessed you with it, yeah? So now, God tell him, be fruitful. Amen? High yielding, abundant, fertile. Multiply, go and increase exponentially. Amen? In other words, double up. This is what he's given Adam and Eve to do. replenish, to fill up. I remember James said, reload or recharge. Amen? Subdue, to conquer and bring into control. All the chaos, bring them into control. This is his assignment, Adam and Eve's assignment. This is what they're, you know, assigned to do. To have dominion. In other words, God is saying, you're in charge. Permission granted. Amen? I've blessed you. I've empowered you to do this. It's my assignment for you. Amen? This blessing God blessed them with assured them that there would be no room for excuses. No room for excuses. Amen? So it is with us today. No room for excuses. Amen? You're blessed. There's no reason for you not being blessed when he already blessed you. Doesn't matter your situation. You seen what happened to the 20? Why I didn't throw it away? Because it still holds value. I can still buy my Big Mac and large Coke and large fries with them and still have some change left. It still holds its value. God's word should be treated like that at all times, with value. Where there's no value, you don't cherish it. You know? It's like a diamond ring. You lose it. You flip over everything just to find it. You know? Why? Because it has value. Amen? So what are you worried about if you're blessed? What a boo-hoo and the owies and a wah-wah. I mean, it's okay. You know, we have our moments. We have our so-called, you know, times that we unfold. Turn to Genesis chapter 12. Let's talk about a man here by the name of Abram at the time. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. And it says this, verse 1, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of the country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Verse 2, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Amen. So what is the condition over here? The condition is get thee out of the country. What country? The country that he was raised in. Amen. Get out of your comfort zone. You know, I put it. From thy kindred. Well, folks that you've been hanging around with all these years before I called you. Hallelujah. And from thy father's house. You're too comfortable where you're at, Abram. Get away from there. Get away from there. And this is what I'm going to promise you. Amen? With every promise, in order to keep the promise, you need to go through the process. You need to go through the process. Without the process, you will lose the promise. It will have no value once everything's done. Amen? So the condition was for him to leave his country, his kindred, and his father's house unto a land that I will show you. So in other words, he went out blind. Went out by what pastor is teaching us, by faith. Amen? It accounted unto him as righteousness, yeah, his faith, because of the situation with him and Sarah birthing Isaac. Amen? As old as they were. But he says here, and I will make of thee a great nation. He doesn't even have kids yet. God is already revealing to him what his life will be like with God if he just does what he does. Amen. Leave his country, leave his kindred, and leave his parents. This is all the blessings that will come. Amen. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Amen. That's the reason for us being blessed. Amen. It's to be a blessing to others. Amen. It's easy to bless somebody when you have it, when you have a stock full of it too. Amen. It's easy to bless. Amen. It's easy for me to show up if people want me to sing. It's easy because it's in me to sing, you know. I do it everywhere I go. Why not just express it to, you know, anybody that needs it? Amen. If you're handy with your hands, go ahead. If you're a computer geek, freak, whatever it may be, go ahead. Do that. Be a blessing to somebody. Amen. Thou shalt be a blessing, God said. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. That's you and me. Through who? Jesus Christ. Amen? We can receive all that he's getting because of the way of Jesus Christ. Now we all inherited all of that. And this was way before you even were thought of. I was even thought of. Verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And guess what happened? Lot went with him. Question. I want to ask everybody. Who is the blessing on? Abram. Okay, turn to chapter 13. We'll read. We'll start off at verse 8. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. So in other words, what had occurred is that because Lot was a recipient of Abram's blessing because of association, he had a bunch full of animals with Abram. Amen? Just because of the association. Just because he was following Abram wherever he went. Abram left the country. Hey, I'm going with Abram. I'm going with Uncle Abe. Just by association, he got all the benefits that Abram had. But look what happens. There was strife amongst their herdsmen. Hakaka, they call it in Hawaiian. They were fighting amongst each other. Abraham hears of it. He says, man, I have to put a stop to this. If not, I'm going to ruin everything. This kid going to ruin everything. So he goes in and tells the boy, hey, boy, you know what? This is the plan. This is what I like you to do. Whatever you choose, I take whatever is left. How is that? He spoke with so much boldness, with so much truth within himself that he didn't even care the position that he was going to be left with. Why? Because who was the blessing on? Abram. So Abram tells Lot, you choose the left side, I'll take the right side. You choose the right side, I'll take the left side. It didn't matter because the blessing was on Abram, not on Lot. The blessing is on you. Wherever you go, the blessing goes. Are you blessed or what? Am I speaking to blessed folks in here? Come on, somebody. You're blessed. And whoever's associated with you, they're blessed. They're all attached to you. They have to because there's a big covering. There's a big covering. We serve a big God, that's why. He covers everybody. And Lot was no exception. Just because Lot hung on to Uncle Abe. Just minding his own business. Ooh, choke sheep I get now. Choke cattle I get. Oh, where all this substance came from? All because he was associated with Abram. Because the blessing fell on him, it had to fall on him. Fall on Lot. Another question. Did it matter what side, left or right, Lot chose? No. Why? Because the blessing wasn't on him. It was on Abram. It didn't matter to Abram. I can get more where that came from. When you know the baker, you don't worry about the bread, yeah? The baker can always cook you more bread, bake you more bread, amen? Lot was not the one the blessing resided on. He was a recipient by association. We being associated with our parents here, Pastor Herman, Pastor Carol, we're sitting under their oil, their anointing, their oil. We're sitting under it. Whatever's hitting them is going to hit us. Guess what? The blessing falls on them. It has to fall on you. Prophecy that comes out of their mouth, it has to fall on you. Healing that they carry, it has to fall on you by association. It has to. If you want to get out of it, be my guest. Right there's the door, right there's another door, two doors in the back, two more on the outside. Doors in the back. But I'm too blessed to be stressed, amen? I love my association. Amen? People don't like association. There's too much rules. That's just a joke. You know, like Maui Lani, plenty of rules, yeah, association. Was Abraham bothered by Lot's decision? No, no, no. Why? Because the promise of God was to Abraham. Abraham was so blessed, he did not even think twice when he said what he said. Blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Let's go to the book of Genesis 27. We'll be talking about Jacob and Esau. And it was important or proper for a blessing to be bestowed upon the firstborn in Jewish custom, which relinquishes an inheritance and sometimes a prophetic word. Okay? Genesis 27, verse 27. It says this. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord had blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Verse 29, let the people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee. So what's occurring here is that Jacob, which means supplanter, trickster, conniver, just on crook, okay? Just on crook. He crooked his brother out of the birthright. And then now he's cooking him out of the blessing. Just one all-around crook. But a blessed one, yeah? A blessed crook. I don't know how to explain it. But we see here that Isaac cannot see too well, yeah? So he ends up using his natural senses. Just his hands, his nose to smell, and his ear to hear. So he speaks to Jacob, and he tells Jacob, you can't be Esau. You sound like Jacob. The no far. I'm Esau. I'm your firstborn. Bless me. How is it that you came back so quickly with the venison? Daddy, no. But he couldn't figure out, hey, what's the cause of this? It sounds like Jacob, but man, come here. Let me test you out. Goes ahead and feels Jacob. Feel like Esau. Oh, must be Esau then. So what he does, he blesses Jacob unknowingly. Okay? As soon as he blesses Jacob, Jacob dig, because he knows his brother coming home pretty soon. Here comes Esau. All happy, all joyful, out and about, looking for venison for his daddy, cooks him up a good meal, goes in and, okay, here, pops, have your meal right after you're done. Call me, I'll be back. Get myself blessed. I'm going to go clean up. I'll come right back. Comes back, he asks dad, okay, dad, what are you talking about? You just left. But no, it's me, Esau. No, it's not. It's not Esau. I just blessed you. And here, the blessing in Jewish custom, once it's done, it can't be retracted. It cannot be retracted. Esau came to the father and told him, Dad, come on, man. You must get some left over for me. He says, no, bro. From this day forward, you got to live under him. He's going to be your boss from this time all forward. So guess what he does? He goes back and he thinks to himself, this is what I'm going to do. When daddy dies, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill Jacob. But guess what? It's too late. Why? Because he's blessed. You can't kill one blessed person. You cannot. He's too blessed. It's too late already. He should have done that when he stole the birthright. Yeah? He should have eliminated Jacob when he took the birthright. But it's too late already. Hands was already laid on him. Too late. You cannot kill him no matter what you like doing. No can. Later on in the years, his name begins to change from Jacob, Surplanter, to Israel, Prince of God. How's that for a change of life? Bling, bling. God changes his whole story. Man, the process, yeah? The things that we have to go through to allow the blessings to be of value. Amen? Where there's no value, you're not going to keep the promise. It's hard to keep the promise. Why? Because there's no value. But where there's value, you will hold on to it very dearly. Amen? There was no value with his birthright for Esau. He sold him for a piece of soup. Let alone the blessing. Too late. Too late. Amen? As I say, we see here, once the blessing was bestowed, it could not be retracted. It was a serious matter in the case of Jacob and Esau. Esau was willing to go as far as killing his own brother. Amen? Proverbs 22:10. The blessing of the Lord, it make it rich, and he added no sorrow. Added no sorrow. There's no sorrow when God blesses you. Amen. When he empowers you, he gives you his all. His all is all. It's all that you need. Amen. Everything you need is in that. Amen. Psalms 1:1-3. Better look this up. Make sure I get them correct. Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seateth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is what? In the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a what? Tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You like to be a tree like that? Amen? Matthew 5, 3 to 11, there's the Beatitudes, yeah? When Jesus was speaking on the mount, this whole bunch, yeah? Matthew chapter 5, 3 to, through 11. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And power to prosper are the poor in spirit. Amen. Highly and divinely. Amen. Verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. There's a lot of blessings over here, yeah? A lot of blessings. Are you blessed people tonight? Amen. I know I am. Have you been helped tonight? Have you been encouraged? You're going to stay blessed now? You're not going to whimper, are you? You're not going to boo-hoo? Amen. You're not going to fight with the process? Process is good. Process is good. I'm going through one right now. Doesn't seem like it, yeah? Because I'm handling it well. It took some time, you know. We don't have everything in order. You don't have to. You don't have to. Let God take the wheel. Let God take the wheel. He will steer you in the right direction. Thank you, Father. Bless you. Bless you. So I want to be a blessing tonight. Okay? I got a bag here with blessings in it. Anybody want to add? It says Atua Ohana. That means God's family. Anybody want to add? Come and get it. I'll leave it right here. I still got another one. Come on. Come here and get it. Hallelujah. In order to activate your blessing, you got to make a move. Amen. I got these shirts from Oahu. There's a bunch of them I just grabbed. It's extra large. It doesn't matter. You can use them for sleep as well. You know, my wife uses it to sleep. So, extra large. It's got everything written in Hawaiian, scriptures, okay? I got more. If anybody wants, you have to make your way here. Got another one. One more left. Come on, who wants to be the recipient? You're blessed by association, you know. Oh, no. I can. I got three more at home. You want it? Do you want it? Are you asking? I can. Man. So have you been blessed tonight? Man, do you receive? Man. Father, I thank you, Father. I bless your children here tonight, Father. Each and every one here, Father. that is under the sound of my voice, Father. I bless each and every one of them. God, empower to prosper, God, Lord. Let not them think about themselves as being little in your eyes, Father. But, Lord, they're big inside. They're no longer grasshoppers, Father, that we're fighting against, God, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you've given us the authority. You've given us the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding to do all that we need to do, Father. We've been equipped with every single spiritual blessings, Father, Lord. You have equipped us well, God, Lord. And Lord, we bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name.